So Morris says, what are you telling me the Chiddush then? What do I need the Chiddush contra Meir for? Like Shita. So Morris says, yes, I would have thought to say, maybe time with Rav Meir Hossam to goza pochas me ben chodesh or to ben chodesh. Maybe the reason why Rav Meir says if you say erchen on a kid less than a month, it's chaum, not because a person is not moitzi dvorom levatolo, but it's exerut the kalocha, that since after 30 days it is chal, so it's exerut chal before also. Avol hocha, but by a kli, to lekel and nigs, there's no reason to make exeri. Everybody knows a kli has no erchen on it. Same malay, maybe we're not pichal at all. Kamashna, let's the chiddush know. The time of, what's the reason of Rav Meir? The time of the Rav Meir is the enod de moitzi dvorom levatolo, a person doesn't say things in vain. And therefore, when he says the kli should be erchin, or else when he says that kid less than 30 days should have an erchin, leishnocha is chal. That avada the pshat is a person not moisted the world of atolo, and therefore it doesn't make a difference whether he said it upon a kli or upon a kid less than 30 days. In both cases, what he meant really to say is the value of the kid, the value of the kli, is upon him to give to Hegdish. Now the Gemara says, "Kaman noz luhuz ago like hodi yama rabba bar Yosef." That the Rabbi Yosef says, "Omer Rav, for yarmulah some say Omer Rav Yeba bar Yosi Omer Rav that hamakdish behemis chaveroyim if somebody's makdish behem that belongs to his chaver." Now we know you have no right to do that. You can't be makdish something that doesn't belong to you. Still, it says aloha noisim demer. You have to give the value of that animal to Hegdish. So who's this go like? Kaman luhur Rabbi Meir. Goes like Rabbi Meir, that he says what? A person doesn't say anything levatol in vain. So you know that he can't be marked as somebody else's animal. So what you really meant to say was the value of that animal should be upon you. So where's the question? Now you Omer Rav Chodzim. Rav said this already one time. The Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav. Chaim, if somebody says, Erech Kli Olai, that the value of this Kli should be upon me, Erech Kli Olai, is nice and dumb that you have to give the value of the Kli to Hegdish. That's what Meir Svarim. You don't say anything levatol. Samar says yes. Mother time I would have thought to say, Hosamu to your day shine erich lakli. See, everybody knows there's no erich, and the Torah doesn't give an erich on a kli, only upon people. Therefore the gom of Yovalashem Dom, therefore sure the person meant to say, I want to be mechayv myself the value of the kli to Hegdish. Avo behema to bas migdashi, a behema has shaykhas to ring for a korbin. Ezekiel Mayma Dochim, I thought to say he meant like this. So, he meant like this, that maybe maybe I'm going to tell the master, I'm going to tell the owner of this animal, that please sell me your animal. And what I meant to say is, then it should be chal Hegdish right now, and I'll bring it for a korban. Maybe that's what the person meant. Again, here, he went, and he said upon somebody else's behema, that animal should be Hegdish. So here, maybe the guy really meant to make it Hegdish, because he thought he's going to go to the owner, and he's going to buy the animal off the owner. And what he meant to say is, therefore, the Hegdish should be chal right now. Maybe he did not mean to be mechayiv himself the value of the animal. And therefore, nothing should be chal over here, because you can't be makta something that doesn't belong to you. Yes, kamashman, that's the Chiddush know, that even here also, the person knows that he can't be makta the animal that doesn't belong to you. And for sure, what he meant to say was, just the value of that animal should be upon you to give to Hegdish. Amar Ravashi, Vudiyoma olai. It's only if you said the word olai. It's upon me the chiv. Avoloma harei zuloi. But if you said this animal should be hegdish, then it's not, that does not mean the money. Then for sure, when he said harei zu, that this animal should be hegdish, for sure what he meant to say is, that animal should be hegdish. Since the animal doesn't belong to him, the maestro won't be chal. Yeah. Now the Gemara's Mishnah says, Oyvet kechavim. What's going to be by a goy? A goy is also in the parish of Erchin. That means he has value according to how old he is. So the Negeya for Yisrael says, I want to be mechayiv myself to give the Erech of this goy, you have to give according to how old he is. But if the goy himself says he wants Avachiv to give his own Erechin, or to give the value of another Jew to the Hegdish, that no, a goy can't be marich, but there is an Erechin for goy. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Marech, no, a goy could make erchin. A goy could be mechayiv himself to give the value of somebody else, of himself, to Hegdish, of somebody else. Avoloi Nerech, but he himself has no erchin. If another Jew would say, I want to be mechayiv to give how much this goy is worth, there's no erchin for a goy. So we'll soon see how they dash in the psukim. But Zev and Zev, both Reb Meir and Reb Yudah both agree, Moidim, Shenoidrin Venidrin, that a guy couldn't make a neder, could be mechayv himself to give money to the Beis Hamikdash, to Hegdish, but there was a neder. And if somebody's mechayv himself to give the value of this guy to Hegdish, they could also do that. As Avad, the guy has done him, he's worth something. If somebody says he wants to give his value to Hegdish, Avad Ritzchal, and the guy also can be mechayv himself to give the Dhamma to Hegdish, that he could do. Now, let's see, what's the machlek shemayim of you? This one says like this. Tana Rabban, like this. The Pasuk says, Pnei Yisro Marichin, V'yeinu Avdi Kachov Marichin. Pasuk says what? A Jew is in the Pasha. Pnei Yisro could be Marich, but a guy has no din Marich. He can't put himself a Chiyuv to give Erchin. Yoch, I would have thought to say, Lo Yehei Nerchin, who a din he has no value himself. If another Jew says, I want to give the value of a guy, he's not saying anything. Talmud, but the Pasuk says, no ish. It's marv ish, divrav meyas vameyas svara, that a guy has an erichin on him, a guy has value to him. If another Jew says, I want to give his value, he's mechuyiv. Just the guy himself cannot make the erichin. He can't be a marach. On this, Amr meyas says, what's the svara? That v'chim yachas shemikrechet marv. One pasuk says ish, even a guy. Umikrechet amai. One pasuk says, no, b'nei Yisrael, not a guy. So if neiman yem, how come I say that Nerech, he does have Erech in the Goy, but just for Lay Marech, he himself can't make the Chiv to put a Chiv Erech upon himself? Why? His Rameyah Svar is, Mufnei Sheribu HaKosta Ben Erechin. The Torah says more cases that there is a Pasha of Erechin, more people have a value to them. Yoysa more Mibim Arichin, more than people could put the Chiv upon themselves. What's the proof? Sharei Cheresh Shait of a Cotton. Nerech, a kid, or a Cheresh Shait of a Chiv, or a fool, he has an erchin in the Torah. Avoloi marichin, they themselves have no das, they can't put the chiv upon themselves. But somebody else could say, I want to be mechayv myself to pay how much this kid is worth. So you see, there is more erchin than there is marichin. So by goy also, a goy has an erich, just he himself cannot be a marich. That's Rabbi Meir Svara. Rabbi Yudah, I mean, no, the opposite. The Pasuk says again, B'nei Yisrael means nerchin. That B'nei Yisrael have an erchin, but V'nei Yisrael have an erchin. A guy has no value to himself. The Torah didn't give an erichin to a guy. Yochel, I would have thought to say, maybe os lo yehem erichin. A guy cannot put the chiv upon himself, even somebody else's erichin. Talmud, the Pasuk says, no ish, to be marveled that a guy could put the chiv upon himself, if he's mechayv himself to give how much another Jew is worth, there's an erichin for a Jew, he could be mechayv himself to give that money to the Bedek Abayis. The Omer of Yudhi, Yudhi says, Yudhi explains himself, one pasuk says, ish, even a guy. One pasuk says, b'nei Yisrael, only a Jew, not a guy. Yes, so if you decide of Neiman Yom, how come I say, a guy is in the pasha marach, he can put the chiv upon himself, but v'lei nerach, he himself has no value, according to the Torah? So if you decide of Neiman Yom, how come I say, the Torah gives extra chedushim that a person could be a marach, he could be a mechayv himself to give the erchin. Yoysim ibn erchin, more than we find that there is a parsha of erchin himself. What's the proof? Sherei tumtum v'yadrugnis, a sofik ish, a sofik isha. Marichin, they themselves could put the chiv upon themselves if they take somebody else's erchin. Avolein erchin, just they themselves don't have an erchin. You see, the Torah said more upon marichim than upon erchin. Therefore, a guy, according to the view, there could be a marach, he could put the chiv upon himself, even though he himself has no erchin. Omar Rabba says like this, Hilcha Sakar Rabbi Meir. The halacha is like Rabbi Meir Taka, and Rabbi Meir says a guy has erchin to him, just he can't be a marach. But Mistavra Taima Le Mistavra. His reasoning is not a good reasoning. And Taima the Rabbi Yudah Mistavra. The reasoning of Yudah is very good. But Hilcha Sakar Le Mistavra. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yudah. Why? He explains it now. Hilcha Sakar Le Mistavra. The Sora of Rabbi Meir is very good. That Jemaya's swear was that a guy has a nerech, but he's not a marech. Yesil the Pasuk says, Loi lochem lonu livnois is beis lokenu. That we don't take any money from the guy, we're not supposed to take money from the guy to build the beis hamikdash. Because a swear that a guy should not be a marech, we should not take money from him. But he himself has an erechin. Now, taimo to le mistav, just his reasoning is not right. To komaisa le mecherashet v'kotim. Rabbi Meir says, I see a cherishet because even though they can't be a marach, but they have erchin. So I'll tell you, there's no tushtel. Shani cherishet v'kotin la b'nei deinenu. They have no das. That's why they can't be a marach. But shenken a guy that has das, maybe should be able to be a marach. Therefore, his svar is wrong, but his halach is right, that we do not take money from a goy to give to the Beis Hamikdash. Now, time with the Rebbe Yehuda Mistar, but the reason the Rebbe Yehuda is good, the Komai Slay Mitumtum Aru, he brings a ride from Tumtum Vyat Rugnis. The what the Yafagad the Bnei Din, even though the Yaf Bnei Din inu, still, they, even though they could be a marach, they have no erchin on them. So that's the sort of state a goy has no erchin. But, Lavnei Dinu, Miatinu Rachmona, the Torah was a Mayatim. So, but Hilchos Aloy Mistavro, the Sforah is not like Reb Yehuda. The Chassid, that Reb Yehuda says a goy could be a marach, means he could be mechayim himself to give the money to the Beis Hamikdash and will take it. Because the Chassid, the Pasuk says, Loy Lachem Vulano Livnois. That Beis Lakeno, they said Nechem Yisrael there, Chagmiel, they said about the Binya Beis Hashemi, that we can't take the money from the Goyim, we don't take money from the Goyim to build the Beis Hamikdash. Now, for Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, no, a Goy could be a Marach. He could be Mechai himself to give the money. What does he do with the Pasuk of, for Loy Lachem, it's not for you to give, only for us? Amarav Chizdom Ravimi, be Erchu, and Echnam, your Goy has a right to be Marach himself to give a Chiv, but Nignas, that when he gives the money, and Echnam, we will hide it, we'll bury it, it'll be Yasabanolak, we won't use it to build the Beis Hamikdash. But a Goy could be a Marach. Elamiyati, so the Gemara asks the question, if we're not going to use the money, then lo yimaboy. If the guy is marachit, there shouldn't be any islamil if you have enough from it. The Tanakh learned like this. Chomish chetoyis hameis is a special five halach about a korban chatis, where it has to die. Well, let's say it's nischarpu bailim, or the bailim was meis. So the halacha, when the chatis has to die, umoyis holechas im amelach, case where the money has to be thrown liyam amelach, is lo nenev lo yimaylim, that there's no Isser, the Rabban is also to have a no, but there's no Isser Mila. So if so, here also, this money, if you're telling me now we're only gunners, that we hide it, we bury it, so if so, we should not have an Isser Mila on it. It's not only to be used for the base of English. Allah Matan, how can we learn? That if a goy is makdis something, we learned, that when is there no Isser Mila on the Bekotchim is Beach, there's a special Gzeras Akosiv, that there's no Mila on a goy's korbin. But if a guy is makdish money to give to the Betek Abayis, there is an Isamila. The question is why? If we're not going to use his money, we're just going to bury his money, so there shouldn't be an Isamila upon his money. Elarad Amar Rav Rav says like this, Mishamrifyon Yodayim Hu. The reason why we don't take the money is a different reason. Rashi says, Elo Marova, Vade le Betek Abayis, Ose, Avade, a guy has a right to give money to the Betek Abayis. Or we may Ezra, and a special takon Ezra made, hang the time with the Shochlem, Lelechem Lolano, the reason why Ezra said we can't take the money from the Goyim, not because it didn't mean the rice, so we can't take the money from the Goyim. But a special takon at that time, Mishum Rifim Yodayim, Rashi says, Mishum Shloi Hoya Mischavnu Taiva, the Goyim wanted to give money, not for a good intention. Elishi Somcho Gamalayim, we should rely upon them, and we should listen to their advice. And they'll come and destroy the Beis Hamikdash. They'll come and tell Shiyisuas Lay. They'll change the heart of Kurish to tell them not to build it. So there's a special takono that Ezra made not to accept money over there. So that's called Elohim Arovim Mishum Rifim Yodayim Hu. They said the pasuk says V'ya Moritz Mirifin Yodei Am Yehuda Umavolem Oisim Livnos. So it's only a special takono then not to take the money. But Mikra Din, if a guy wants to give money to the Beis Hamikdash, Havada, we have a right to take it. And there was a special tikkun over there, and Ezra's telling him not to take it. The most says, Tony Chod, the one price you will learn, Ovi Kechovim, Shif Nadev Nedovam, the Betty Gabais Makalvin, we do accept it, Himenu. But Tony, there's another price that says, Hey Makalvin, Omer Rebelo, Yom Rebbe Yechel Akasha, Habetchila Besoif, one's the beginning, one's the end of the base of Midish. Then Ravasi, Yom Rebbe Yechel, and Betchila, Filu Maim Melech, Hey Makalvin Mehem. Like Rashi saw before, we're afraid we'll be Samech on them. But Besoif at the end, only Dover Mesuim Makalvin, Dover Shane Mesuim Makalvin. That we could. And then Chidam was to the Dovra Mesuyim, Rabbi Yosef going, Omakal Yeruf. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll stop here.